Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. It is Saturday, December 28th, and this is the final episode for season one of the Saturday Spotlight with your boy, the one and only, that's E-R-Y, not R-E-Y, R-O-S-H-E-L-L, author Jeffrey Rochelle. And welcome to the last episode, as I said again, for the year and for season one of the Saturday Spotlight. Tonight, it is just going to be a laid-back show. I'm not going to do too much of what I normally do, which is follow protocol. I'm just going to let it lead because I'm a little tipsy. I'm having a little wine. And I got my sister, my girl from Chicago with me too, author LaVon Barber in the house. And me and her just gonna kick back. I'm gonna ask her a few questions. We're gonna take some calls because I got some books that I wanna give out to y'all. I got some book giveaways to give out, and LaVon's books are in this giveaway. So tonight, we're just gonna kick back, just chill. We're gonna just enjoy this show. The show's gonna run for an hour and 30 minutes. So I'm hoping I get some callers in the queue so people call in. Call in tonight, 516-531-9537. Ask me some questions. Ask LaVon some questions. Even if you just want to call and just do well wishes and say, hey, congratulations on the show. You've been doing this since September. This is the end of season one, end of a new year. And the new year's for the start, end of an old year, new year's for the start, I should say. Congratulations. You just want to say that. Just call in because it's all about participation. And I'm just happy to have, like I said, my girl, LaVon, on here, which I'm going to bring on in a minute. So let's reflect back on the week. So I just want to know, how was everybody's Christmas? Like, it really didn't seem like Christmas, but the weather here in Chicago, and I know LaVon can contest for that, the weather here in Chicago was mighty nice. Mighty nice, I must say. I think we got up to, and I know LaVon will probably correct me if I'm wrong once she gets on the air, but I think we got up to maybe like 60-something degrees. I know it was nice Christmas Eve, and it was nice Christmas Day. And I believe the day before that it was nice too, but I was really in total shock because normally around this time, if it's not snowing, it's real cold or real cold and snowing. So I thought I was in California, Texas, Louisiana. I thought I was down south or in California or Vegas. I didn't know where I was because it did not feel like Chicago weather. And I know when that weather does come pretty soon, it's coming soon. Oh, yes, coming soon, that winter weather, we going to feel it because it was too nice. I'm talking about I was in flip-flops, shorts, and a tank top shirt, something I'm looking forward to wearing 6-7 months from now. Not right now. But it was just really, really chill, laid back. My family was happy. They got happy with the gifts that they got, the things that we did. We didn't do too much. It was just a gift that counts. But just spending time with family is the utmost important thing. You know, we didn't do too much. Like I said, it was just us just spending time. We did give gifts. But, it was just all about, that being around your family and that whole, genuine love. Because, Christmas, sometimes it don't seem like it normally is, and people be so down, and people have lost loved ones around this time. So you want to keep a positive mind frame and a positive spirit. And like I say, my heart goes out to anyone that has lost a loved one around this time of year, because it's kind of hard. We stepping out of Christmas and going into a new year, and we expecting new and exciting things. But, yes, the weather here was pretty nice, pretty nice for Christmas time. And I believe it's supposed to – it was cold today, but it's supposed to go back up here next week for New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. It's supposed to be nice, too. But I believe after this week coming in, the following week, the hawk is going to come in and it's going to get us. It is going to eat us alive, because we were supposed to be in Gathering and we ain't going to get it to them. But as I stated, 2020, what is your outlook on 2020 is what I'm going to ask tonight when I give these callers a call in too. When they call in, I'm going to ask, what is your vision of 2020? Like, I created a vision board, and I have, I believe, 12 things on my vision board, and they stem from finishing my fifth book, to losing weight, to taking trips, to saving more money, to becoming debt-free, to just living a more positive atmosphere, positive, healthy life with eating right and working out more. Getting closer to God is on my vision board, too, because I feel like I'm not as close as I used to be. I go to church every now and then, but it's not as like I used to be. So I want to get back my relationship back with God a little closer than what it used to be. And then also on my vision board is reading other authors' books. Before I used to write, I used to love to read. And I'm, like I said, I'm grateful to Levon and all these other authors who gave to my donation for giving out books tonight. And I just really, really appreciate that, because people don't have to give. People don't have to be nice. And nobody had to respond, but Levon and everybody else did. So I'm definitely going to thank her when I bring her on. But, it's just reading, and reading is fundamental, and I push reading. That's one of the reasons why I wanted to step out from reading and become a writer, which I did, because I push it. Reading, especially in the Black community, is fundamental, because we don't like to read. We don't like to read at all, but you never know where a book can take your imagination when you read. So that's why I'm always pushing for people to read a book and just, read, and, you never know what kind of books or what author you will take under your belt and you will like. And I talked about this in the show before, but just, reading and just, it takes you to a whole nother world, your imagination, when you're reading a book and reading about these characters, and you get drawn in with the characters. And if the story catches you, you are loving and liking it. That's how I was when I was reading books before I became an author. If I didn't get nothing out of the book after the first 20 pages, I give a book 20 pages. If I'm not getting nothing out of the book within 20 pages, I'm throwing it against the wall. But, like I said, if I'm engaged in it, I'm going to keep reading it. And then when you read an author's book, you want to read their other books and the other works they put on. So this becomes the author that you like. You like this author. So every time they drop a book, you want to get it. So I just tell people, especially in the Black community, we need to keep reading. Reading is fundamental. I push that. I'm an advocate for reading literacy. I put that on my hashtags and my underlines. I advocate reading literacy. So just us in 2020, if you don't read a lot, put it on your vision board. I want to read more books. I want to get more, feed my brain with more reading material. So, as far as the vision boards and then that, and then different events that's coming up, it's going to be a lot of different events that I'm going to do. And I'm sorry for the slight pause. I got caught up on something. I'm sitting here sipping on this little drink that I got. So you got to bear with me tonight. I'm just letting it all hang out. We just going to be all. We gonna just keep it real tonight. We're gonna be real with it tonight. But like I said, just 2020 is a better outlook on different things. And every year we say we want to have a better outlook on stuff. So I encourage, if you are having any goals, if you are wanting to maintain any goals, if you are wanting to, fulfill a goal, make a vision board and keep that board somewhere where you can look at it every day. So when you, you know, reaching that goal or you're going for it, if you're not completing it, you can say, okay, this is what I'm going to do. So when you get ready to complete it, check it off. But I encourage your vision board because that's why I decided to make mine. So 2020, your goals change. Do a vision board for it as well, too. The shows that are coming up next year, I got a lot of good material coming up. I got a lot of different authors that are going to be on, so I'm excited about that. I think I found my little niche on what I like doing besides writing, and that's why I created this, to give other authors as myself a platform to talk about their books, to have a chance to open up to a reading audience and let people know about them, who they are, how many books they got. So when you go to these reading events that I put out as well, these different book events that go on every month or every other month, you'll look for that author if they're there, or they'll let you know if they're at that event. That's why I always push the authors, you know, let you know where their social media handles are when they get done with the interview that I give, where are they social media, where they can be found, their social media handles and things of that nature, so you can look for them. So I'm just really excited about the upcoming shows. I'm really excited about the different book events. I will be at, plugging myself, I will be at, God willing, the Atlanta Kickback in July. I will be at, before that, I'm striving to do Daryl Harvey's Chicago's Books and Brunch. I promise him every year that I'm going to do it. So I think this year I'm going to participate and do it. So I'm going to do the Chicago Books and Brunch in March. I'm definitely doing Atlanta Kickback, so I will be in Atlanta in July. And Jessica Watkins, Chicago Urban Book Expo, I will be there this year. I'm going to get a table. So those are the three events that I plan on doing this year. I plan on putting out, my fifth book should be done, All Marvin's Children should be done in June. By June of this year, it should be done and out. And then Friday After Dark 2, I'm trying to put that out around my birthday next year, November of next year. So I'm trying to get two books done. And then, as requested, my second award-winning novel, It's Gonna Rain, I'm trying to turn it into an audio book, so I'm going to do that as well, too. I'm trying to get that into works and get somebody to do the reading for it. If not, look at the different people that do the reading for it, if I like their reading style. But I'm looking to put my second award-winning novel, It's Gonna Rain, into an audio book. So those are the things that are coming up for me in the year of 2020. I'm excited about that as well. So, as always, let's get to these sponsors for this show. As always, this show is sponsored by Pop Culture Gourmet Popcorn, home of the 50-plus popcorn flavors. And their address is 509 East 153rd Street in Phoenix, Illinois. They're located in the Phoenix Plaza off Halsted Street. They're open Wednesday through Sunday from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. And like I said, they have over 50-plus flavors of popcorn. They have a shop, I believe, in Aurora, and they're just now opening up their shop out in Phoenix. So if you're out here in the South Suburban area and you're looking for some popcorn, whether it be cheese, caramel, or you're trying a different flavor, because they got 50-plus flavors, hit up Pop Culture Popcorn. Their address is 509 East 153rd Street in Phoenix, located in the Phoenix Plaza, and they're open Wednesday through Sunday from 12 noon to 6 p.m. And the New Beggar's Pizza of Gary, Indiana, they're open till midnight tonight, and their address is 4345 South Broadway in Gary, Indiana, and their number is 219-951-0695. That's Beggar's Pizza of Gary, Indiana. They're open till midnight tonight, and their address is 4345 South Broadway in Gary, Indiana. Their telephone number is 219-951-0695. And Mickey's on Stony. Everybody loves to hear me shout out Mickey's on Stony. Mickey's on Stony is open till 1 a.m. today, this morning, I should say. And their address is 8126 South Stony Island Avenue on the southeast side of Chicago. And their phone number is 773-902-2800. Again, Mickey's on Stony. Their address is 8126 South Stony Island on the southeast side of Chicago. And their number, phone number is 773-902-2800. And Raise the Bar, serving good sweets and hot food. Also specializing in custom treats, birthday cakes, cookies, you name it. Try them out for their weekly food specials. Raise is located at 3350 West 159th Street in Markham, Illinois. They're open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. And on Saturday, they're open from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Sunday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And their phone number is 708-566-4088. That's Raise the Bar, located at 3350 West 159th Street in Markham. And their phone number is 708-566-4088. And Layla's Sports Bar and Grill, home for your banquet, hospitality, or just coming out and just hanging out, kicking it needs. Their address is 14908 Chicago Road in Dalton, Illinois, and their phone number is 708-414-1088. Again, their number is 708-414-1088, and that's Layla's Sports Bar and Grill. Tonight, I want to send a special shout out to my old home community choir. They are celebrating their reunion concert tonight at Sweet Holy Spirit on the southeast side of Chicago. That's Dexter Walker and Zion Movement. I used to be a member of Dexter Walker and Zion Movement in the year of 2007. That was years ago. And tonight they're reunited for their reunion concert, which is going on right now. And I know the place is packed out, but I just wanted to send a shout out to Dexter Walker and Zion Movement tonight on your reunion choir concert. All right. So I see in the queue my sister, my homegirl, LaVon Barber, authoress, author LaVon Barber, and I'm going to bring her on. We are going to chit-chat, talk, give out these books. Hopefully some people call in, but without further ado, I want you to welcome listening audience, callers from Chicago, my sister, my homegirl, author LaVon Barber. LaVon, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm pretty good. I'm a little bit under the weather, but I'm good nonetheless.
Are you? Oh, wow.
I got sick on Christmas. Yeah.
Wow, it's like everybody got sick around the holidays.
I actually got sick on Christmas. I was a little bit better by yesterday, but I had to go outside, and now I'm like, shouldn't have did that, but it was well worth it.
Okay, so, yeah. Okay. You done been doping up on meds?
No, I'm drinking a hot toddy right now. I don't like to take medicine. Now, I did on Christmas and the day after so that I can go out yesterday. But it's not that deep right now for medicine. This hot toddy should get me where I'm trying to go.
Okay. I'm mad. Do it the way you do it.
Sweat it right on out. My voice might be going in and out, but I'm here with you.
Yes. Thank you so much again for wanting to be on the show. I appreciate it so much.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. So can you give us a briefing on who author LaVon Barber is and how many books you have and how long you've been writing?
Oh, God. Well, I am just a laid-back chick from the west side of Chicago. I have been writing since I was a child, literally. I went to a school of the arts, and that's where I found my love for writing in a creative writing class. Outside of that, I actually wrote my first novel in 2 weeks, but I held on to it for like 10 years before I did anything with it. So I published that book actually in 2014. I was signed to a publisher at the time. So with that publisher, I released 5 books. And by the time the 5th book came around, it was time for me to spread my wings and do my own thing. So that's when I stepped out on faith and self-published Dreams and Nightmares, which is loosely based on a relationship that I was in. And from there, I have gone on to do collaborations as well as an anthology. I am currently working on my 11th, 12th, and 13th book.
Okay. Awesome. I didn't know you had that many books.
Yeah, so here's the thing, right? You know, mm-hmm. It'd be drama in this here book world. So when I separated from my publisher at that time, you know, like he still had all my books. So my thing was, of those five books, I give me my shit back. I can cuss on here, right? I mean, we being
real
on here, right?
Yeah, lay back.
Okay.
Do you?
Okay, I cuss back. So I just want to make sure.
Go ahead.
But, you know, I needed my shit back. I'm like, okay, I'm starting at the bottom now because you got five of my books. I need them back so I can add on to what, you know, what I have, because it was a whole entire rebranding with going out on my own. So at that time, my first self-published book, it got a lot. I got a lot of feedback about that book. A lot of people really did read it and bought it and everything, but by the time the next book came around, it kind of seemed like my readership died down. I had spoke to a well-known author, and, you know, I was just, you know, talking to him about it, and he said something to me. He was like, you know what, them were never your readers. They were supporting the publisher. This ain't had nothing to do with you. And, you know, that was a hard pill to swallow, but that was what I needed to push me forward to keep on doing me and to re-release all my titles that I had with that publisher. So after I did Dreams and Nightmares, I followed that up with Selfish Intentions. Then I did a collaboration with Angela Dale, who's also signed to that publisher. So she and I did He Said, She Said, and I turned around and re-released Sideline Hope. So instead of it still being a three-book trilogy, I put it all into one book. And 85% of the content is something different than what it was previously. So that was the first of my books with him that I re-released. Following that, I re-released my debut novel, which was Girlfriend. So I re-released that, didn't change anything about that. And now the one book that I have to do over, absolutely, is Lil Mama Need Love Too. I gave him, I think some shit together and just gave it to him to get out of my contract, and I hate that I did that because that book could have been so great had I actually put my all into it, and I really did. So that book, once I knock these streets I'm working on out the way, I'm actually going to totally rewrite that book.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just a matter of rebranding and connecting with readers and, you know, getting their readership up. But more and more every day, readers are changing. You know what I mean? Like, deaf people, they want what they want when they want it and how they want it. And I'm a person, I don't like to do what other people are doing. I want to carve my own lane. I want to be in my own lane and rap the fuck out of it. Like, I don't want to be what everybody else is doing. So, you know, wanting to keep your readership up and things like that and keep your name on people's mouth, it almost had me feeling like, well, shit, do I got to write what everybody else writes? Do I got to do this?
Right.
And, you know, one of the books that I'm going to write, it is a little hood, but it is what it is. I just go with how these characters talk to me. So.
Okay.
That's what I'm at with.
Okay, now have you found it more easier since you, cause I know you was under contract, but have you, since you are you indie right now, right? You're doing your own thing right now, right?
Mhm. Absolutely.
Okay, so have you found it more easier that way than opposed to when you was under the publisher doing it that way?
Absolutely not. And I say that simply because the person that I was staying with, we had a very great relationship, or so I thought. And I had free reign to do whatever hell I wanted to do, how I wanted to do it. So it doesn't feel different. I'm not splitting my money with anybody any longer. That's what it feels like to me, because I came up with my own ideas. It's what I want to write about. The names of my book, I came up with those. I didn't write off of what somebody else wanted me to do. So it's pretty much the same thing. It's just I'm not splitting my money with nobody the way that I promoted my books. I did that myself, shit, when I was signed. So ain't nothing changed besides that. All the money come directly to me.
Okay. And I don't know if you said, but what year did you start writing?
Professionally or in general?
In general.
How old am I? Jesus, let me, oh, God. about 10.
So, I take you back there. I take you back a little bit.
But you took me back, so maybe that's like 28 years ago, whenever that was.
Yeah.
It was way back when, way back when. I was shawty.
Okay. 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 And
professionally, so, 24
yeah. Okay. Okay. Cool. And what gave you your what was your drive to write your first book? Like, what made you say, "Let me go and put my first book out"?
I like to give a voice to the voiceless. And I had a friend that I work with, and he used to talk to me all the time about how he was afraid to come out to his parents, and when he finally did, how they reacted and all those things. So I kind of just took his story and came up with these three wild-ass characters, you know what I mean, like for all the little boys and girls out here that may live an alternative lifestyle and their parents and their family aren't as open and as accepting to it as they would like for them to be. So my son's be a little different from other people. So,
okay.
You know, I just like to give a voice to the voices. Like, I don't want it to be the same everyday thing that people think is going on, because everybody's life is not the same. Everybody's day-to-day is not the same. It's very ambiguous. So, yeah, I just took it and ran with it. And, you know, people were like, when I was telling them about the book, this is the book I wrote in 2 weeks, like, this your first book, like, you really want to write about gay people? Yeah, I really do, and I really am, and that's one of my favorite books. And when I talk to readers who've been there from day one, that's their favorite book. And one of the characters from that book, Peaches has been in damn near every book I've written since. And she's finally about to get her own book.
Oh,
because
wow.
She won't get out my head and leave me the hell alone. So she's finally going to get her own book. But she's popped up in just about everything I've done. Like, that's how vested I am in that character.
Okay. Okay. And what's the name of that book that you got that you just said that has those characters? Which
girlfriend.
One is that one? Okay.
That was
okay.
The Girlfriend. Mm-hmm. That's
okay.
One of the books that I gave you for your wrap.
Yeah. Yeah, it's in the gift giveaway. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what has been a major stumbling block, if you've had any, since becoming a writer? What's been one of the things that you had to overcome writing books?
It's not the writing books part. I think it's more so putting myself out there. I'm so introverted. Oh, my God. Like, I'm socially awkward as hell unless I'm totally comfortable with the people that I'm around. Like, I'm just in this little box, and I'll be in my box by myself. So just putting myself out there, like, when I go do different events, I have to be extroverted, and that does not live inside of me nowhere. So I just have to push myself to be more open. So maybe I can take that with the writing thing, because in Dreams and Nightmares, I'm being very transparent in that book. That's another one of the books that I gave you. But in that book, it truly gives you a glimpse into who I am as a person and situations that I've been in from childhood,
Okay. Well,
from adolescence on up to adulthood. You know, a lot of things that is in that book happened in real life. So...
Okay. Awesome. Is this like one of your favorite books that you've written?
Yes.
Okay.
Dreams and Nightmares and Girlfriends are my top two books. The book that I'm currently working on right now, though, like, I think this outdoes every book I've ever done.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. And how many book events have you done since writing your books? Like, how many events do you try to do a year? Well, how many have you done so far?
Well, I did the first Atlanta Kickback the year that started. And I have done all of Jessica's book events from the second one on up. I plan on buying me a table for the one for this year, so I guess I've done the last, what, 4 or 5 years at hers. Yeah, I did Book and Marcy with Miss Lady P recently. So, yeah, those are the ones that I've been a part of thus far.
Okay.
I'd be kind of weary going. I do need to get out here, branch out, and do more book events, but I'd be kind of leery. I done got my money took on a book event before when I first came out. You know, this chick was doing this Chicago one, and she got all our money. We was able to get our money back, but they kind of left a sour taste in my mouth. So it's like, if I don't know the person personally or have had some type of interaction with them, I don't know about giving you my money to be a part of your event.
Oh, wow. Are you serious that somebody actually did that?
Yeah. It was crazy. And it was a lot of us on there. I think it was me, Karen, Chris Ringo, the late, great Chris Ringo, Obsession, Eureka. It was a lot of Chicago people on that one. And she played the entire fuck out of us. Some people actually came from Nashville. She came from Philly or wherever it is she live at. And the event just did not occur. Like, she gave us some bullshit ass before we started blocking everybody on Facebook, the lady that put it together. It was crazy. Crazy, crazy. Like, I showed my ass on Facebook, and that ain't nothing I do. I showed my ass with the shit of action.
Oh, wow.
It was crazy.
Oh.
And this was in 2015. Oh. This is in 2015.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So how was y'all able to, like, get y'all money back? Like, what happened?
Thank God for good old PayPal.
Okay.
We were able to prove, you know, with screenshots and everything, that we had paid for the event, the sob story that she was giving everybody, and somebody that knew her personally, like, she a damn liar, that ain't happened. Like, we had everything we need to get our money back. Everybody was able to get their money back. But like I said, the people that came from out of town, shit, they just came to Chicago for a blank ass mission, but I guess they got to enjoy all wonderful city. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It was a mess.
Okay. Yeah, it sound like it. And I never would, I guess with the different schemes and stuff I've heard in the literary game, I would have never thought about that, LaVon. But now that you don't say it can happen, because it happens to y'all. And like you said, you got to be skeptical of these events. Like, I did South Carolina, and I'm not taking nothing away from Teresa Browning. I love her. She's a very nice lady. But I did that event last year in March, and I had got real sick. I was sick going to the event, and then I got sick when I came back, because at the event, they had the door open because they was frying chicken and stuff to us at the event. So they had the door open, so I got a real bad cold. But I was kind of skeptical about that event because I'm like, I don't know nobody. You know, I'm going down here by myself. And like you said, you know, with a situation like that, not saying that she would have, but you just never know what the case may be, you know. So, but – yeah, I had fun. I did, and it was different because I didn't go with anybody. But like you said, you got to definitely be skeptical on these events and things.
Yeah. But the Atlanta Kickback, I'm open to doing that one again.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a couple of them where I'm like, okay, they on the up and up, and they really doing what's supposed to be done. But yeah, I'm trying to stay true to my city for right now, but I definitely plan on branching out and doing more things.
Okay. Yeah, that's something that I'm trying to concentrate on, too, because it's like, I'm out here, but don't nobody really still know who I am. Even with me doing this little blog radio show, still nobody really know. And I'm trying to be a household name. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get my name out there in the city. And I commend you and Karen when y'all do Jessica's event every year. You know, I seen y'all this past year there when I came and visited. And y'all just be doing the damn thing. Y'all really do.
Yeah. Got to.
Definitely.
And build our brands and do what we have to do in order to reach that goal that we have set as pertaining to the literary world. So it's very important.
Exactly. Yes. Any collabs you're doing?
you know, no. It's hard to collab. If I were to do one again, it definitely has to be okay. with somebody that I mesh well with. And I was lucky enough on the collaborations that I have done to have a good working relationship with people. The first collab that I actually was going to do was in the process of doing this 85% complete. That was with Chris Ringo. He ended up dying in the process of us writing that book. So,
oh wow.
When that occurred, yeah. So when that occurred, obviously that project has been on ice since then. One of his readers that was test reading it for us, she sent some guy my way like, hey, I think he'll be really good to finish this book with you. Like, no. No, he's not Chris. We're not going to be able to do it. So I'm kind of stuck in one of those places where it's like, okay, do I finish the book out by myself, although my writing style is so different from his, or do I just scrap it and start over from the beginning and just do it from my point of view?
Okay.
So the collaboration that I did with Angela Dale on She Said, that was actually supposed to have been between her and Chris as well. So because of the working relationship that he and I had and how well we meshed, she reached out to me like, hey, can you jump on this and put what you need to put on here for me? Because Chris ain't here and I need to get this book done, and it worked out so very well. Even with the anthology that I did, you know, it wasn't like we were going back-to-back with characters or anything like that. But it was a good enough working relationship that I felt comfortable doing it. So I'm definitely open to collaborations, but I'll definitely have to mesh well with the person or the people that I'm writing with.
Okay. Got you on that one, because I was supposed to do one for Friday After Dark 2, but that was my whole skepticalism, like what you just said, meshing well with somebody, because the girl I was supposed to do it with, I finished half of it, LaVon, but I gave her like one story to write of her own that she chose, mm-hmm. and it's been like almost 2 years, and she's still telling me she's just like writing on page 5. So it's like you said, it's like, right, I'm like, right. I need you to be just as dedicated as I am wanting to be on this collaboration with me, you know, so it's like, I don't know, but I'm halfway done with my little section, but I just thought, I said, write one story of your choosing. I'm trying to put this out at a certain time, and it's been 2 years, and she's still telling me, I'm still, like, really on page 5. I just don't know how to do it.
That's not an excuse. See, that's the thing, because you have to really embody the character. And, you know, a little funny story with the book that he and I was writing, it was called 8 Hours to Love. So I had actually approached him with the idea or whatever have you. So once I ran to him, the premise of the story, he, like, wrote the first chapter and sent it right back to me. So we kind of kept going back and forth with that. So my character, Stella Monroe, and his character was Othello. It got to the point where we would talk to each other on a daily basis while working on this book. And, shit, my name became Stella and his name became Othello. Like, we were really those fucking characters. We embodied it to the point where we couldn't tell who we were and who they were. So I really need to do something with that book, but I'm really leaning towards just, you know, dedicating the entire book to him and just doing it from my point of view, because I don't want no smoke, I don't want no issues, you know, have people be, you know,
although
this is my idea and I can prove that. I don't have time for all of that.
Right.
So.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And how many books you plan on putting out next year?
I'm working. I got all these covers, right? I got all these half done books. See, my problem is I'm a Gemini and I live in my head. I be in there too much. And I keep flipping back and forth or whatever have you. But, you know, life was kind of doing its thing this year. And, I lost my focus on the book that I was supposed to actually drop this summer. So the one that I'm working on now, this is at about 90%. Once I'm done with that, I'm going back to the book that I was supposed to release in the summer. And you know, then I'm doing Peaches' book, and then I'm going to turn right back around and rewrite Little Mama Need Love to and just go from there. But however these characters talking to me is the order I'm going to go in, to be completely honest. But I'm making strides. I would like to see, I would like to at least release 6 books in 2020.
Okay. Okay, awesome. And do you do, what do I want to say? How do I want to put it, Levon? Are you more comfortable doing ebooks or writing a paperback? Like, I know people, some authors like ebooks more, and I'm not I don't have a problem. All my books are ebooks too, but I like a paperback deal too, you know, to give people paperback too. So, exactly. Okay. Okay.
I need both. There's no way that I'm just, you know, I experienced that, you know, how am I signed to a publisher, and, you know, for the most part, you got your paperbacks, so now we're rolling around to the 5th book. You don't want to do paperbacks no more? Hell no. Whatever format, I need my books in all formats, you know what I mean? Like, right now, I don't have any audio books, but I definitely have ebooks, and I'll definitely have paperbacks, because I like that hand-to-hand contact. I want to be able to sell my product, because everybody don't read paper. I mean, everybody don't read the ebook. Some people prefer paperback, so I want my work to be readily available to the customer no matter what way they want to read it in.
Okay, cool, definitely. Definitely, because I know some of our fellow authors, they got 10 and 15 and 16 ebooks, and I'm like, are these books paperback? Because I know they're good, but I like the feel of a book. I'm not a holding a phone tablet person. Like, I have to feel a book.
Yeah.
So definitely, that's one of the things that I. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I wasn't about to say anything.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say that's definitely one of the things that I am too. My books have to be in paperback and ebook form as well too.
Okay.
All right. So on social media, Levon, where can you be reached at?
Well, on social media, on Instagram, Twitter, on Instagram and Twitter, you can reach me at Levon Wright. On Facebook, Levon the Writer, LEVONNE, the Writer, or Levon Wright.
Okay. And 3 things I got to get from you before I take these 2 calls I got in the queue. What 3 points do you give a new upper class comes to tell you, hey, Levon, I want to write a book? What 3 points do you give to the person that comes to tell you that I want to write a book?
Stay true to yourself. Do not worry about what anybody else is doing. And just write.
Okay. And when you say true to yourself, elaborate a little bit on that for me.
Staying true to yourself means write what you want to write. Do not get caught up in writing what other people want, because if there's no passion in it, you know what I mean? Like, it's not going to be what you want it to be or what you need it to be, because you're not fulfilled in putting that product out, because it's not what you wanted to do initially. So you can't get caught up in that hype of, well, my readers asked me for a part 12. No, at some point the story has to end. You know what I mean? Well, everybody's reading this. Just because everybody's reading that doesn't mean that nobody's reading what you're going to write. So you have to stay true to what it is you want to do and how you want to do it and own it. Because if you believe in it, other people don't have a choice but to believe in it also.
Exactly. Okay. Well, I got a call in the queue that I'm going to take. And the area code 614, the last 4 is 0696. And I'm going to talk to them. Maybe we can gift them a book. How about that?
How about it?
All righty. Let me take them in. Okay, call the 614 area code 0696. You're on the Saturday Spotlight with Jeff and Levon. Go ahead and speak.
How you doing today?
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How about you?
I'm awesome. Just listening in at the moment.
Okay. Okay, who are we speaking with?
Kyrie.
Okay, okay.
Hi, Kyrie.
Hi, how are you?
You good in yourself?
I'm awesome.
Good to hear.
Okay. Yes, yes. We glad you called in, Kyrie. So you want to give from us? We got some books to give out.
I do.
Well, I tell you what, I am going to gift to you LaVon's girlfriend, LaVon's dreams and nightmares, and I will also gift to you Hooked on a Fifth Ward Menace by Miss Graham Marie.
Yes, that's one I got my eye on now because that one looks good.
Okay. So what I need you to do is drop your info in my inbox, and I will send you Miss LaVon's books and Miss Graham Marie's books.
Okay.
Okay.
After
and we appreciate you.
Mine, look, after you read
Thank
mine.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah,
welcome.
Before you go, Kyrie, before you go,
uh-huh.
After you read LaVon's book, can you go leave her a review on Amazon?
Yes.
Please,
I was trying
you.
To catch – can you spell your first name for me? Because I was looking for it on Facebook, but I think I missed the spelling.
Yes, it is L-E apostrophe V-O-N-N-E.
Okay.
You got it?
Got it.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right,
you guys.
You're
no
welcome.
Thank
have
you,
a good
Kyrie.
One.
Happy New Year.
Okay. Happy New Year to you guys, too.
All right.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. All right, LaVon. So we done gave away your two books, ma'am. We got to get those
now.
Out of-
All right.
Yeah. We had that call. We had somebody else, but they disappeared. So I guess with these other books, what I'm going to do is just gift them out to people that I know that read or whatever.
Okay.
But yeah, because I didn't have to – I got more listeners. I could see more listeners in the queue than callers. And I was telling people, I was pushing it like I got free books, and nobody's calling in with everybody listening. So it's like, come on now. Y'all like free shit. What's up?
Right. Everybody likes free shit. You say free, everybody
right.
wants.
Right. And I got more listeners. I can see listening, but nobody. I got the one, two callers, and then the one Kyrie just called, but then the other person hung up. So I'm like, man, okay, wow. Nobody want no free books tonight. Yeah, but I'm definitely going to get those out to Kyrie, your books out to Kyrie.
All right. Sounds
okay.
good.
Yeah, so what's your plans for the new year, for the holiday coming up?
Be at home, mixing up some alcoholic beverages and just
yes.
relaxing. It's a thing, though, me and my best friend, we watch The Color Purple every year on New Year's Eve. That was her mother, my godmom's favorite movie, and so the last time the three of us actually watched that movie was on her mother's birthday, which happens to be New Year's Eve. So that's definitely
okay.
in the plans to do. So, yeah.
Okay.
But it's
okay.
laid back for me. I'm not trying to go out.
Yeah, I stopped going out years ago, too. And I need to be at church, but you don't even want to go to church if they be shooting. But I keep saying every year, LaVon, I'm going to go to church. But I've been to church, and I don't know God knows how long, too. So it's like I just get in the house to open up my little bottle and I kick back too. So I definitely understand what you mean by that. And I'm so glad I ain't got to work on New Year's Day. So I'm just going to kick back myself.
That's the highlight of it for me.
Exactly.
You ain't got to go to work.
Right. You got your pot of black eyed peas?
I definitely will be having some. I'm trying to figure out what my meat is going to be, but there will definitely be some black-eyed peas, some greens, and some cornbread.
Yes. You got to teleport me a plate.
I got you.
Teleport me a plane to the south suburbs. Yes, yes.
I guess you'll send it your way.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. All right. Well, I think I'm going to shut it down for the evening. But like I said, I thank you for coming on. I thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to want to come on for me. I appreciate that. And then also for gifting your books. And I'm going to get those out to Kyrie. So thank you as well, too, for donating to the little gift giveaway I gave as well, too.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed my time with you tonight.
Yes, yes. And before you go, tell us again where they can, people can reach you at on social media, the listeners.
On Instagram and Twitter, you can find me at Levonne Wright, L-E-V-O-N-N-E, Wright. And on Facebook, Levonne the Writer, L-E-V-O-N-N-E, the Writer. And, yeah, that's I'm on Facebook and Instagram more than anything. If my personal page comes up and not, you know, my author page, that's fine, too. Send me a request.
All righty, all righty. Well, thank you again, Levonne, for coming on the show. I will see you at Jessica's event if I don't see you before then. And have a very, very blessed Happy New Year.
Absolutely. Same to you.
All right. So I'll talk to you later, okay?
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Good night. So there you have it for tonight. I was joined by author Levonne Barber. You can reach her on Facebook and Twitter. And she also has her books on Amazon. Next week, we will talk to Dr. Shaniqua Jones as we open up the year 2020. Our first show will feature none other than the infamous Dr. Shaniqua Jones. Shaniqua is very, very, very dear to me. I used to work with her, and we have had a friendship since then. I am very proud of her struggle and her journey. She will be here to talk a little bit about that. And we will talk to her next week on the Saturday Spotlight. So this is me signing out. Happy New Year. I hope you had a blessed Christmas, but Happy New Year. Be safe on this coming Tuesday evening. If you're going out, go out, be with a crowd, have fun, but do things in moderation and safety because, you know, with so much going on in the world right now, we definitely want to make sure that, you know, we're being safe, we're being precautious. We're going with people we know, with a crowd of people, or somebody we know. You know, it's the holiday, but you want to have fun and be safe as well, too. So this is me saying Happy New Year. Be safe. Be blessed. But I always tell you, the only thing you do for Christ is the only thing that will last. And I will see you next year, 2020, on the Saturday Spotlight, next Saturday. Preview.